two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I found a new hero. Not an anti-hero.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
But a hero for Swifties, Taylor Swift fans. It's U.S. Senator Mike Lee. I know that comes as a shock to you, David. It's U.S. Senator Mike Lee. You are the new hero for Taylor Swift fans. He's going to be teaming up with Senator Amy Klobuchar, Dave, to investigate what went wrong with the Taylor Swift ticket sale debacle.
Because of Ticketmaster, I have lost so many hours of my life just staring at a computer screen that I know is going to crash. It is so frustrating. Debbie, you and I went through this. We tried to do this with Garth Brooks tickets.
I didn't even remember this until you pointed it out this morning.
It's the exact same thing, yeah. Right? We went on to Ticketmaster. We were trying to get tickets for our families. We wanted to go to Garth Brooks, and we got put in the queue. And it's like, you're one of 952 million, right? And it's like, you're watching this progress bar make its way up.
It is truly like the Hunger Games. I think we were in the newsroom, and you turned to me and you're like, if you get in first, buy me tickets. I'm like, no, if I get in first, you're out of luck. I'm buying my own tickets. You're on your own, dude. It truly is just like your best friends until you get on that website. And then it's every man for himself, every woman for herself. So Senator Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota, said in a news release, and this was reported by Axios, the online publication, that she and Senator Mike Lee, wow, that's super cool, Senator Lee. You're going to hold a hearing before the Senate antitrust panel about the lack of competition in the ticketing industry. So they're going to look at things like the high fees. Have you ever been hit by the high fees, David?
Absolutely.
I just bought Shania Twain tickets. She's here in May, I believe. So I bought two tickets, and I'm not gonna say how much the fees were because I don't remember off the top of my head. But I do remember when I bought them. First of all, I felt a sense of victory. Right? I mean, it was like I was buying them at home, and I was doing a victory lap around the kitchen. I'm like, I got the Shania Twain tickets, and then by the time the fees were added on, and trust me, we are in the cheap seats. We're in the lawn. It's like bring your own blanket. Yeah, the fees and everything else. I'm like, what happened? It's so much money now. They're going to look at that.
Well, what they're really concerned about in everything that you just said, obviously, but another thing is that they have such a monopoly,
yes,
on ticket sales. Now, you can say, well, create a better product. You know, somebody challenge them, create a better product that works, that has smaller fees, and just put them out of business. This is the problem, and this is why a monopoly is so problematic. Pearl Jam back in the 90s fought Ticketmaster because they thought they were being unfair to their fans, right? With all those things that you're mentioning, fees and bad customer service. The problem is when Pearl Jam went against Ticketmaster, they said, fine, we're not going to sell through you guys. We're going to use somebody else. So they had, I think the fee was like $1.75 for a ticket. And Pearl Jam's like, fine, we won't use you. What Ticketmaster did was went back, and they have all these relationships with these massive major venues, you know, huge stadiums, and they froze out and blackballed Pearl Jam. So they have this power. Pearl Jam was the biggest band on the planet. And they were able to freeze out Pearl Jam. So that's what happens when you have a complete and total monopoly, like Ticketmaster. They call all the shots.
KSL's Caitlin Johnston, our producer, I don't know why I said KSL. KSL News Radio's producer extraordinaire is how I should have said it. Caitlin Johnston was caught in the chaos. She's a sort of big Taylor Swift fan. You feel like you really relate to Taylor and her lyrics. You wanted to see her in concert. So, okay, let's pretend like you have the ear of Senator Mike Lee, who is going to be holding this hearing. Give us a couple of the things that you think that they should be digging into of what you went through and what they the questions that they should be asking during this hearing.
Okay, so you brought up a couple of them already, like Dave with the fees is a good one that I'm not going to mention in mine, but that's a big thing that I didn't think about. Fees are terrible. But the pre-sale was just disorganized and it was chaotic, and I just don't understand how they didn't anticipate this to be that way, because I was just looking at all of the numbers of how many people got codes looking into this.
Okay, so just back up real quick. The pre-sale was you got to sign up for a special code. Okay, go ahead.
I got chosen for a special code. Not everybody got one.
You and how many? How many people got chosen for a special code?
Well, 1.5 million codes went out. Sorry. I thought you were
asking. That's a lot of people. Okay.
And the idea behind the pre-sale code, if my understanding is correct, is you sign up, they want to make sure you're an actual human being, that you're not a bot, that you can't just buy up everything. They want to make sure that these pre-sale codes are going to actual Taylor Swift fans.
Okay, so then you go to use your pre-sale code, and what do you want Senator Mike Lee to ask about that?
Well, it was just problematic because you didn't put your code in until you were about to buy your ticket. You still had to wait in line without a code. Yes, you did have to log in with your email and it kind of approved you that way, but it was not the case for every single show. But so all of these people, 12 million people, according to the Wall Street Journal, were in on the site waiting without a code, with the code, whatever, getting in, preventing all these other people from getting their spot in line, but you didn't have to put the code until the end.
So you're saying these, if you're going to hand out a pre-sale code, make me put this special code in order to get access to the website to begin
make
with.
Make it useful.
And of those 12 million people that just bombard the site, Debbie, a lot of those are bots.
Yes.
From, you know, third-party sellers. They're trying to make this as miserable an experience as possible, because what resellers do is they go, they get the Taylor Swift tickets, and then they resell them on third-party sites, and they charge you exorbitant costs. Because how much was the Taylor Swift ticket from, like, Taylor herself?
$90 is what I paid for an Upper Bowl. And it was about
bucks.
Maybe $200.
So you eventually, after the site crashed on you a few times, which is probably something else that you would like the senator to ask about, is how are we going to keep these sites afloat and not have people waiting online in line for hours like you were? Is you got your tickets, but let's say you got shut out. Like, they actually ended up closing down the public sale after this pre-sale because they ran out of tickets. How much are the resale fees? Did you investigate that?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all over the map.
Or the resale costs.
The lowest one I found for the show I'm going to was about $400. The highest one in Vegas, about $13,499. I think that was a floor seat. And I hope no one pays for that ticket.
$13,499 on the resale market for a floor seat at the Vegas show.
That's what I just saw this morning on StubHub.
Wow.
That's where all the tickets are now. It's StubHub. So,
yeah, that it's incredible. I think as much as I like the free market to just figure things out on their own, when you have these monopolies, when they don't have to worry about anybody else, they just have complete and total control, it's time for somebody to step in.
So, Caitlin, you want Senator Mike Lee to look at one other aspect of this chaotic situation that happened with the Taylor Swift concert ticket sales. Was it last week?
Yes.
Last week. Stand by. I know you're not going anywhere. You're the producer of this amazing show, so you don't have anywhere to go. I want to hear the third thing because I think this is huge. And let's take phone calls. 801-575-TALK. Caitlin, what question do you want to ask our listeners about this? You're all in on this. So what do you want people to weigh in on? Their experience?
I mean, their experience, their concerns, and is it worth it?
Okay. So what would you ask Senator Mike Lee to ask Ticketmaster when they have this hearing. There's no date been set for the hearing, by the way, but there's going to be this hearing back in D.C. on the Ticketmaster fiasco when it came to the Taylor Swift concert tickets. What questions do you want asked? 801-575-TALK, 801-575-TALK, taking your live calls next.
Dave and Dejanovic.
What if I told you I'm a mastermind?
Yeah.
And now you're mine.
I mean, this could be United States Senator Mike Lee's new theme song. I mean, let's do it one more time.
What if I told you I'm a mastermind?
He is teaming up with Senator Amy Klobuchar. They're going to call a hearing. We don't know the date yet. I think it'll be the most watched hearing ever out of Washington, D.C., especially if Taylor Swift shows up to testify in this Ticketmaster fiasco. They want to figure out some things about like what went wrong for the sales of Taylor Swift tickets. But also this antitrust issue when as you pointed out, Dave, when one company like just sells all of the tickets, it doesn't create competition. And it, in this case, created just a fiasco for fans.
Ticketmaster is the big oil of the music industry. I mean, you have to use them. Even if you don't like them, you still are beholden to them. And I think it's time that somebody steps in and questions their business practices, because this is not a this year, this Taylor Swift concert problem. This has been going on since the 90s.
We asked our producer, Caitlin Johnston, to sort of lead the charge on this discussion, because she's all in on these Taylor Swift tickets and the concert she's going to in Las Vegas. You were online for about 7 hours the day these went on sale. You had a pre-sale code. You've since learned that you were one of 1.5 million folks who had a pre-sale code, but that some, according to a report, some 12 million users were on the site all at the same time. So you didn't really feel like you necessarily were special with this pre-sale code. You're competing for tickets with all of these other folks. And you also have other potential questions that you want Senator Mike Lee to dig into.
Well, yeah, and essentially they just oversold, so they didn't really think through the pre-sale code because they obviously released more tickets.
How many could you buy with the pre-sale
code?
Six.
And
six tickets?
I mean, I'm okay with that because like there's six of my friends, including me, that would probably want to go. But
if
I
understand. Everybody's buying six tickets.
Most people did. And a lot of it was Taylor Swift fans kind of trying to buy these tickets to get them away from bots as well. So it was just a war zone trying to get any sort of ticket so you're not paying this like $400 price. And they didn't think it through. I read on the Ticketmaster statement that around 40% of invited fans actually show up and buy the tickets. Keep in mind, 3.5 million people registered for the fan. 1.5 million got them. And they don't think it's going to be a problem. So I just think the 40% expectation is garbage because
way
it's Taylor
undershot.
Swift. So I just think that they knew the expectation, but they just didn't act on it. So
you got tickets.
Overselling the tickets.
You got tickets. How many hours did it take you?
Like 8. I don't know. It was all day. I don't remember.
You were all day. And it had the site you said had crashed a couple of times on you.
Yes.
So I think this is excellent. I think you should bundle this up. Your questions that you want asked and send them off to Senator Mike Lee's office and see if they get asked.
They'll
I'll
take
give it a try.
Them. They'll take them.
We got
sure.
phone calls. We were asking for phone calls because we think a lot of fans were snagged in this, Dave.
Yeah. 801-575-TALK if you want to chime in. Carrie and Sandy, thanks for joining us. Did you get your Taylor Swift tickets?
Good morning. No, we did not. We had three people that had codes, two for the LA show, one for the Vegas show, and it all started crashing after the 10 o'clock started, and then they told us to check back at noon. That was after already two and a half hours of, you know, trying to get in. And then at noon until 8 p.m., you would get close to where it said, oh, you're only 60 people away. Pretty soon you're 5 people away.
No.
And then all of a sudden it would say, do you want your tickets? Yes. And then it would say, somebody got your tickets already.
No.
And so that went on for 3 hours for each of us, and we never got tickets. So it should be set up to where if you're saying you want your 6 tickets, you can – finish it. We never even got to where we could do a transaction. It would just say, oh, somebody took your tickets. That's a piece of, I mean, that just is not correct.
Yeah, and you don't know what you're racing against. You don't know if you're racing against another human being or if you're racing against a bot to get the. And that would be another great question to ask, how that's set up. Carrie, thanks for your phone call. Jamie from Salt Lake City, did you get your? Oh, Jamie just dropped. I mean, maybe Jamie's waiting in line for the next concert. And then, like, I gotta go. Caitlin, sorry, Dave, you've got.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I want to chime in what I want asked. And what I want, Ticketmaster.
You're a big Swiftie. Go ahead.
It's not just Swift either. This is not just a Taylor Swift problem. This is a problem that we've experienced many, many times over the years with very popular artists. I want to know what you're doing, Ticketmaster, to crack down on bots. The problem is, and this is number one problem, and it doesn't matter whether it's the Utah Jazz, it doesn't matter whether it's Taylor Swift, you have all of these scalpers through technology, through the use of bots, going in on these sites, buying up every single ticket, and then reselling it on their own sites or selling it on Marketplace, whatever it might be. And they are doubling, tripling, 10 times the cost that they purchased it for. The biggest problem we have right now in the ticket game is scalpers and bots.
Caitlin, what do you think the solution is?
Well, I have two solutions. One for Ticketmaster and one for Taylor Swift. Ticketmaster, and as you just heard our caller's story, I had that exact same issue. It was just too much at once, and it was a problem. And I just think they could space it out by the event show per different day, or just even West Coast one day, East Coast another day. That's
so
what they
opening
ended up
doing. Sales in very specific regions instead of all over.
You're
the
You're still
going
to get the bots. I don't know how much it's going to fix that, but you're going to have less people wanting it at one time. I mean, there's problems that could come with it as well. They ended up moving the Vegas presale to the afternoon because of this reason. So they should have just done that to begin with.
Oh, like space it out over a few days. Like we're going to open up the Vegas show on Tuesday. We're going to open up the Phoenix show on Wednesday, and we're going to open up the LA show on Thursday.
Yes, that's what I think we could try. Okay. I don't know if it'll be perfect, but I think Taylor, as you were just talking about, Dave, could maybe fix this problem if she verified and maybe even purchased these resale tickets that are out there. At a loss, she's got enough money. Maybe they'll lower, but then resell them directly to her fans. I don't know if that's realistic, but I think that that's something she could do, and she honestly probably.
But how was the high? What was the highest price one you found?
Well,
in the
one that I saw myself was $13,000, but I've seen 30 screenshots of $35,000. I don't know if that's.
We don't know if that's what people paid for.
No one should buy a ticket, and I really hope everybody can find one.
That's on the resale sites what she saw.
Yeah, but
again, we don't know if that's what it's posted for. We don't know what it finally
sold for.
Yeah, so I mean, I could ask for $1 million and. You know, that doesn't mean that's what it's being sold for. But you say, Caitlin, that maybe Taylor Swift is big enough to make the change. Again, I saw this in the 90s with Pearl Jam. They did the exact same thing. They were trying to push against them, and they paid a massive price for it, and they lost. Now, Taylor Swift is even bigger than Pearl Jam, but Pearl Jam at the time was the biggest band on the planet.
Caitlin, thank you so much for giving us your insights on that. We know you were very involved in trying to get those tickets. And how many did you end up getting?
I got 4. I wish I would have bought 6 so I could sell the 2 for the person who didn't get them. I feel bad, and I really wish that – I hope that people can find affordable tickets.
All right. Dave, you've got a busy afternoon. 2 o'clock this afternoon, right here on KSL News Radio, men's basketball, BYU facing USC. Tip-off is at 3, so we've got a pregame show. And then after, you've got what? You've got something big going on, too.
Yeah, we're going to do a little look back, 100 years of BYU football. Mitch Harper, huge BYU insider for KSL Sports, invited me to join him, and we reminisce and look back on 100 years of BYU football.
Oh, any insight? Just give us a little spoiler.
You're not going to believe what they used to do, how football used to be played in the 1920s. It was like Gladiator. It was brutal.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.